There's total outrage in Killybegs, to be honest. There were 750 tonne of blue whiting that was destined for human consumption, landed over the weekend. The boat came in Friday evening and was told that it would have to get a monitor. Now, nobody has any problem with a monitor. It's just how the monitor's done. And with blue whiting, it's a very soft fish. There is a fish machine there for weighing. But, I mean, if it goes through that, it turns into mush, to be honest. So the boat had no other choice but to send good quality fish that would have fed maybe up to 30,000 people down West Africa out to fish meal, just as to get the boat emptied. It's totally wrong what's going on.
Because that happened, it meant that the fish couldn't go to be processed and people lost out on wages.
Yeah, there was 50 people in the factory on the Sunday and it's double time. And I said, you know yourself, it's all about it's hard to get workers. And then when you do, and the factories work on a weekend, people get well paid for it. And it was sad they had to go home, you know. And I mean, that's a big loss to the local economy. You know, it really is. I mean, if you take 50 people at double time on a Sunday, they're probably averaging maybe 250 to 300 euros. That's a big loss to the like of the town of Killybegs.
What way could this have been done differently so that this didn't happen?
Well, this could have been done differently if the monitor had been done in the factory. I mean, there is a procedure there for factory monitors. There is a video. There might be up to 18 video cameras zooming in on the lines and everything like that. There is ways it could have been done, and it's been done in the past on the factory monitor. But going through the machine, really, it was a total non-runner.